Raining and light, stuck. Stuck. We get stuck sometimes on things and sometimes on people. Sometimes for the good and in good ways and other times in unhealthy ways. Stuck is an inability to move, and because we can't, either physically, mentally, or emotionally, there may be other forms or ways that we can get stuck as well. Being stuck are those thoughts replaying on repeat. Those visions or images continuing to flash. It's the same conversation over and over and over again that goes nowhere. We get stuck in places and in times where and when we've been hurt. We grow physically, but our emotional, mental, and sometimes spiritual growth is stunted. And until we resolve the situation, and usually within ourselves, and ultimately by ourselves, though soliciting help is encouraged. We get stuck sometimes because we've been hurt, and sometimes because we want to hurt others, and sometimes just because we're not getting our way. In this case, and if we don't let up, we miss out, and we only hurt ourselves. Sometimes we become stuck and because of others, or at the hands of others, and we must find our way through or out. Stuck is like confinement when it's not healthy, and when we do it to ourselves, the feeling of being trapped looms. Stuck feels the same when it's done to others and from us. Stuck in a rut, in a jam, between a rock and a hard place. Stuck with no place to go. Stuck in an awkward position, stuck in a funk. Becoming stuck in these ways sometimes allows us to believe we can't change the situation. When we feel stuck, we may have outgrown our spaces. This is our physical environment, our relationships, our careers, our trades, or other work. Sometimes it is hard to accept that we have outgrown something or someone that we've become attached to, comfortable with, content with, or simply that we know, we've become accustomed to, or just simply familiar with. We become stuck when we are in fear and perhaps of something or someone that we've encountered, met, or experienced. And sometimes we become in fear of the unknown, or even of fear itself. Stuck is the feeling of being trapped and sometimes between two things and like a sandwich, or being boxed in or caged in. And this could be due to having to make a hard or difficult or real decision. Sometimes we become stuck in a stubborn sense, and where we cannot hear the words of others or even see others. We become stuck in a mood or in our way, and this sort of stuck, again, can cause us to lose, and especially when we've shut out others who are good to us. Stuck, when our words just won't come out, the right words anyways. Stuck, when we can't formulate the right thoughts and the ones that would keep us moving along and productively. Whenever we are stuck in this way, and if it hasn't happened, the chances are high that it will at some point. And because we are living creatures and feeding all of our needs through energy from ourselves, from others, and from the earth. For this, the energy may move us when flowing well and stop us when there is an overflow or a need to reboot. Breathe and let's keep our energy flowing. Breathe in and out, slowly moving away from indecisions. from confusions, from complications, from entanglements, and from webs. Stuck is sometimes a question of where we stand in life, and sometimes stuck is meeting our own demands, and sometimes the demands of others. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. What are these demands that have added weight on our shoulders and have left us feeling stuck? Breathe in and out, and for a realignment, for a centering, and to lighten our load. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. It's possible to continue to grow physically. This is taller and even wider, but remain stuck mentally and emotionally in ways that don't serve us, but hurt us instead, and sometimes hurt others. This looks like losing control over our emotions of anger and even rage and repeatedly, even when we know it's a problem. We become stuck in this way when we fail to remain consistent with all practices that could work. Either we forget or we don't care enough or may be in need of greater help. What's being said here is we get stuck in character and sometimes because what we use to guard, showcase, or hide ourselves with or from was once useful. Just as the seasons change, we must also. Even when we're good, we can become better. We want to grow, and because the harsh opposite of growth is diminish. Stuck is like freezing in place, and at some point, we feel cold and lonely. Unless we're stuck in love, of course, in happiness and in peace, and it's being reciprocated. We want to maintain our growth mindset and moving from a fixed mindset, remembering that the only permanence in life is the spirit, which too continues to evolve if we allow it to. Stuck can feel like sitting in limbo or great uncertainty, like sitting at a border awaiting permission to pass through and not knowing what lies ahead. Becoming unstuck will take our hands and possibly those of others. We therefore have to have well wishes for all people. We have to walk in truth. We must walk in faith, walk in hope, and steadfast in meditation, prayer, or good conscious self-talk within ourselves and with others. Avoiding stuck will involve a constant reality check and a measure of our importance in all that we say and in all that we do. It will involve an avoidance of taking everything personal. No matter our beliefs or that of the next person, there are internal battles and external battles that require our great weaponry. We could be battling our own fires, and we could be battling the fires of others. And even both and at the same time, which could send us in a headspin. Our life is a big deal, the getting through it part. Battles to lead with integrity and at all times is real. We are real. If we're stuck, work to become unstuck. If we're not stuck, work to remain that way. Stick to you and to us. Raining in light.